Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this week's show, I'm taking a step back from my usual historical inquiries into the music of the Great American Songbook to explore something more recent. I'll be taking a look at some new recordings released in the past 6 months from some of the best jazz and traditional pop vocalists. I think it's something you'll enjoy. Coming up, we'll hear new music from some singers I've featured in the past, like Kurt Elling, Jasmia Horn, and Harry Connick Jr. Plus, we'll hear from a couple of newer voices to my program, including Sarah Gazarek, Veronica Swift, and Casey Abrams. It's a roundup of recent releases for the second half of 2019. Coming up next on Afterglow.
One, two, one. Free your mind and let your thoughts expand. Take your time, only on your command. Free your mind and let your thoughts expand. Just unwind, look to the promised land. Don't hold on to hatred, that can be a heavy load. You can be free, lifted, take you where you wanna go. Freedom's alive inside child, woman, and man. Free your mind, just let your thoughts expand. Take your time, you will find love is kind and sublime when you free your mind.
Singer Jasmia Horn from her sophomore album for Concord Records titled Love and Liberation. We just heard her performing an original song called Free Your Mind. We'll hear more from Horn later in the program. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm taking a close look at some of the best new releases in the world of vocal jazz and traditional pop. Coming up, we'll hear new music from Kurt Elling, Harry Connick Jr., and the New York Voices. First, I want to feature music from what's quickly becoming my favorite album of the past year, the first record from the duo known as Rachel and Vilry. You might know Rachel Price as the soulful lead singer of the group Lake Street Dive, a group of four musicians who met at the New England Conservatory and perform new music with a throwback 60s and 70s pop sound. Guitarist and singer Vilry also comes from that class at the New England Conservatory, but his style is more rooted in earlier jazz. Together, Rachel and Vilry make music that evokes the jazz sound of the 1930s and 40s, with a bit of the spare, warbling guitar and vocal sound of the 1950s group The Fleetwoods. You may have heard them perform on a recent episode of the NPR program Live From Here with Chris Thiele. The songs on their album are kind of short, so I'll feature two of them. Their music is simple and honest, with a direct style that makes you appreciate their beautiful blend and their tuneful melodies. Here's Rachel and Vilry with their cheeky original song, Let's Make Love on This Plane, on Afterglow.
The law forbids it, but let's do it all the same. Darling, let's make love this plane.
You come to know me between Washington and Spain. Darling, let's make love on this plane. When a Wilbur pulled on his center stick and gently took to flight, sweet Arvo couldn't treat his older brother right.
With clouds beneath us and our engines all aflame, darling, let's make love on this bum da do yazo ba da do ba do yo de ba do ba da ne do la de ba do ba ba do de.
Straight to Gay Paris in 30 hours flat. If he had company, he wouldn't have rushed like that.
This cabin shaking, let's start taking off blame. Oh, darling, let's make love on this plane.
Oh, oh, darling, let's make love on this plane. We always knew that I was too young for anything. just your selfish bit of fun. Right from the start, without a thought for my art. You held me near and clearly whispered that we should be so glad for the moments that we had. We knew you'd part without a thought for my heart. Now ain't the time for thinking. I should have done my thinking months ago. I may not know which man's worth keeping, but now I surely know the kind who ought to go. A parting kiss with this I crumble, and all my fantasies are scattered by the breeze. I played my part without a thought for my heart. It wasn't smart. It wasn't smart. I played my part without a thought for my heart.
The marvelous duo Rachel and Vilry, featuring Rachel Price of the band Lake Street Dive and the guitarist, singer, and songwriter Vilry, performing two original songs from their debut album for Nonesuch Records. We just heard Without a Thought for My Heart and Let's Make Love on This Plane. Another album I'd like to feature this hour is the album called Thirsty Ghost by jazz singer Sarah Gazarek. Gazarek has been recording for well over a decade now, but I have yet to feature her music on this program. She currently teaches jazz at the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music, where she also earned her degree. Her latest album is a mature, masterful statement inspired by heartbreak, and featuring interesting covers of songs by Dolly Parton and Sam Smith, along with jazz standards. I'll play one of her jazz standards now. This is singer Sarah Gazarek with the classic Hoagy Carmichael tune, I Get Along Without You Very Well, on Afterglow.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well, very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I have forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. My tune, I get along without you very well. I do, except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best I stick to my tune. My tune, I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Perhaps in spring, but I should never ever think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Singer Sarah Gazarek with the heartbreaking Hoagie Carmichael standard, I Get Along Without You Very Well. That's from Gazarek's latest record called Thirsty Ghost. Another singer that I've never featured on the program before is Veronica Swift, who has a brand new album out for Mack Avenue Records called Confessions. In 2015, Smith received second prize at the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Vocal Competition, losing out to another artist I'm featuring this hour, Jasmia Horn. Although she's been recording since she was 9 years old, this latest record is her major label debut at the young age of 24. Veronica Swift is remarkably confident and assured, and proves that she could swing and shout just like all of the great jazz singers of the past. The album features another young gun in the jazz world, Emmett Cohen, on piano. I'll play a song now from that record that doubles as a proper introduction for the talented newcomer. This is Veronica Swift with the Andre and Dori Previn song, You're Gonna Hear From Me, on Afterglow.
Move over, sun, and give me some sky. I've got these wings, I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown.
make me some room. You people up there on top of the world, I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim, so remember my name. Well, fortune smiled on the road before me. I am fortune's child. So listen, world, you can't ignore me. I got a song that longs to be played. Raise up the flag, begin the parade. I'll watch the world over. I'm coming up clover. Gonna be, you'll see, you're gonna hear from me.
Swift, a 24-year-old singer on her major label debut album called Confessions for Mack Avenue Records. That was the Andre Previn song You're Gonna Hear From Me, and I bet we're gonna be hearing a lot from Veronica Swift. I'll turn now to another new record from someone who's been in the spotlight for almost a decade, but who is now starting to make a turn towards jazz. If you're a network television fan, you might be familiar with singer and bassist Casey Abrams as a finalist from the 10th season of American Idol in 2011. At the time, he was a 20-year-old smoky-voiced soul singer who focused mainly on classic R&B and blues, plus a couple of jazz standards. Now, nearly a decade later, Abrams is moving more towards the world of jazz on a brand new record appropriately titled Jazz. His high, raspy vocals are still blues-inspired here, but the material is focused on jazz standards from the past. I hope for the sake of all jazz fans that this change in direction for Abrams is more permanent than temporary. Here's a jazz blues standard from the 1930s. This is Casey Abrams with Why Don't You Do Right on Afterglow.
You have plenty money, 1922. You let the women make full of you, why don't you do right? Like some other man do. Get out of here and give me some money to. You're sitting down and wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will throw you out. Why don't you do right? like some other man do. Get out of here and give me some money too.
Singer and bassist Casey Abrams, from American Idol fame, now making a turn towards jazz. That's from his newest record, appropriately titled Jazz, and the standard Why Don't You Do Right. I'll turn my attention now to a new record from someone more familiar to the Afterglow audience, jazz singer Kurt Elling. Elling's newest release is a live recording from January of this year at the Birdland Jazz Club in New York. Elling had a brief residency there performing with trumpeter James Morrison. Kurt Elling has this old-school jazz cat persona that just emanates from every pore, especially in his live performances. And here's a standard from that live record now. This is Kurt Elling and James Morrison with September in the Rain on Afterglow.
Tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper to me, raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. And though spring is here, to me it is still September. That September when we were together in the rain. We'll be right back. James Morrison. To every word of love I heard you whisper to me, all the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Thinking the spring is here with me, it is still September. That's September. Hey, and the rain, it's September in the rain.
Kurt Elling and trumpeter James Morrison live at Birdland with the Harry Warren and Al Dubin song September in the Rain. That's from their latest record called Live in New York. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear from some more recent releases in vocal jazz. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. I've been exploring some recent releases in the world of vocal jazz this hour, and I want to turn my attention now towards singer Jasmia Horn, the winner of the 2015 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Vocal Competition. Horn's latest record is called Love and Liberation, and it's her second release. I'm not a betting man, but I bet this one will show up in the Best Jazz Vocal category when Grammy nominations are announced next week. And it might even be a shoo-in for the prize come January. We'll see. After her first release in 2017, Jasmia Horn hit the road touring and honing her already substantial skills. This next record is even more personal, featuring original songs alongside a handful of traditional standards. I want to play now one of those traditional numbers, which shows off her finely tuned jazz sound, reminiscent of the best of Sarah Vaughan and Betty Carter. This is Jasmia Horn with I Thought About You on Afterglow.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I crossed a shadowy lane. Thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. In every stop that we made, ooh, baby, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? Darling, I thought about you. Should it be doo 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 doo. and do it all. Said if we woo, but we get away. Little did it do later, do it da da. Be do, but be be do do la. By people did do 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 do.
Singer Jasmia Horn with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer song, I Thought About You. That's from her sophomore album called Love and Liberation. The next new album I want to feature comes from the jazz wunderkind Jacob Collier and the second installment of his epic four-part album project called De Jesse. It's hard to categorize a musician like Jacob Collier. His sound is derived clearly from a diverse array of sources, including the jazz fusion of Herbie Hancock, the 70s R&B of Stevie Wonder, the esoteric 20th century classical music of Benjamin Britten and Ben Johnston, and the lo-fi hip-hop of J. Dilla. But really, Collier's music is defined by his own curiosity and his seemingly limitless musical skill, which pushes the boundary of rhythm, tempo, and pitch with odd meters, irregular groupings, and microtonality. As impenetrable as his music is at times, Collier's infectious enthusiasm for what he does makes his music strangely inviting. The song I want to play now from the album is one of his most soulful, a collaboration with the young R&B singer-songwriter and fellow Brit, Leanne LaHavis. Here's Jacob Collier with the original song, Feel, on Afterglow.
Stay for a minute. Let me hold you in my heart. You love me, don't you, baby? So don't you rush away. Rush away.
You rely while I wait with the sky. kiss I do adore.
Stay forevermore.
Take me to the floor.
Leave me wanting more.
Never felt this way before.
You make me feel like I'm new.
Jacob Collier, featuring singer Leanne LeHavis, and the song Feel, that comes from Collier's latest release titled De Jesse Volume 2. And now for something completely different, the latest from singer Harry Connick Jr. Connick has been around for decades. He's one of the people responsible for inspiring this new wave of traditional pop revival. His latest record, called True Love, is a big band record, taking a close look at the songs of Cole Porter. Connick's piano playing largely takes a back seat to highlight both his singing and his arranging. Yes, Connick does all of his own arrangements here. Both his singing and arranging evoke the best of 1950s and 60s Sinatra, proving yet again why Harry Connick Jr. is still in the upper echelon of Great American Songbook interpreters. Here's Harry Connick Jr. performing the Cole Porter tune, Anything Goes, on Afterglow.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. Well, most guys today, the lemon fries today are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Grandmama, whose age is 80, and nightclubs is getting matey with gigolos, anything goes. When my mothers pack and leave for father because they decide they'd rather be tennis pros. Anything goes. Just think of those shocks you've got and those knocks you've got from those blues you've got from those news you've got and those pains you've got if any brains you got from those little radios. When every night the set that's smart is intruding and nudist parties in studios. Anything goes. World has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, day's night today, and that jet today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer.
Harry Connick Jr., singing, arranging, playing piano, and conducting from his latest record called True Love, a celebration of Cole Porter. That was the Porter tune, Anything Goes. Another lovely album that just came out recently is the album called Somewhere by vocalist Peter Eldridge and pianist Kenny Werner. Both Eldridge and Werner are notable jazz educators today, and you may also know Eldridge as the bass vocalist in the jazz group The New York Voices. Now, rather than having a resonant nasal punch like singer Kurt Elling, or a throaty drawl like Harry Connick Jr., Peter Eldridge's voice is light, raspy, and endlessly warm. To provide a strange analogy, he sounds like a wool sweater feels. Both Eldridge and Werner contributed songs to their album, and I'm going to feature one written by Werner with lyrics by Donnie Demers. This is Peter Eldridge and Kenny Werner with I'm So Glad You're Mine on Afterglow.
When I am down and feel uninspired, if I fall, I know I'll be fine. That's why I'm here to say I love you, and I'm so glad you are mine. For every smile that seems impossible, for every hill I continue to climb, I couldn't do without you beside me. Yes, I'm so glad you are mine. Do you know how much I love you? Though I may not say times I should have told you how you took my breath away. So don't you ever think, not for a moment, that I could ever shine without you. I would be nothing. I'm so glad. Yes, I'm glad. So glad you're
mine. Singer Peter Eldridge of the group The New York Voices and pianist Kenny Werner with Werner's original tune, I'm So Glad You're Mine. That's from their latest record called Somewhere. Speaking of The New York Voices, Eldridge and crew also have a brand new record out this year titled Reminiscing in Tempo. The quartet has been together for over 3 decades now, and this record in a way feels like a retrospective rather than a step in a new direction. And I don't mean that as a slight at all, because the New York Voices have always been the epitome of a jazz vocal ensemble since they first stepped onto the scene. Part of the reason I say this is because some of the songs on the album, like this next one, have been part of their live performances for years, but have never made it onto a record until now. So to close off this hour of new music, here is the New York Voices with their original arrangement of the Beatles song In My Life on Afterglow.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed,
some forever, not for better, and some have gone, and some remain.
All these places have their moments, with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no
about them
in my life.
The New York Voices, performing the Lennon-McCartney song In My Life, arranged by the group's tenor, Darman Meter. That's from their latest record called Reminiscing in Tempo. The Joshua Espinoza Trio in the background. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow, exploring some recent releases for the second half of 2019. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.